USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has released his $1.5 trillion budget request. It mainly focuses on education, health care, housing, and environmental protection. He's now asking Republicans to listen to what he's offering before they automatically say no to him.
We're going to work on it, see if we get some bipartisan support across the board here. But that's what we're about to do now. We're going to talk about our economic priorities and we get the brief from the team.
Senate Republicans say it doesn't include enough funding for defense. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's under a federal investigation for alleged sex trafficking, spoke at former President Trump's Miami Golf Club on Friday.
I won't be intimidated by a lying media, and I won't be extorted by a former DOJ officials and the crooks he is working with. The truth will prevail.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Biden has set up a panel to consider some changes to the Supreme Court. One of the questions they're exploring is, should the Supreme Court have more than 9 justices? A bipartisan commission of law professors and former Justice Department officials will be considering many different aspects of the Supreme Court. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
They will also be looking at the court's role in the constitutional system, the length of service and turnover of justices on the court.
She says the commission will have a report for President Biden in about 6 months after convening.
That will, of course, impact his thinking moving forward. But he wants smart legal experts, people who have been thinking about these issues for decades, to have a discussion and a debate.
Buckingham Palace says Prince Harry will travel to England to attend a private funeral for his grandfather next weekend. Prince Philip passed away on Friday at the age of 99. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Supreme Court ruled that California can't enforce its COVID-19 restrictions that limit numbers of households gathered in a home for worship to 3. The 5-4 ruling overturns the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit, which denied motion to prohibit enforcement of restrictions on such gatherings. They called the lower court's decision erroneous. Pastors Jeremy Wong and Karen Bush had argued the restrictions violated their right to free exercise of religion, and business owners had argued that California Governor Gavin Newsom's restrictions violated their First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and assembly. In February, the Supreme Court also ordered California to allow indoor church services in Tier 1 counties, which are those having more than 7 daily new cases of the virus per 100,000 people. A volcano on the southeastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent erupted twice just hours after displaying increased seismic activity and prompting a mass evacuation of residents and visitors. The National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, tweeted that the volcano erupted just 4 days shy of the 42nd anniversary of its 1979 explosion. The Prime Minister issued an evacuation in the red zone of the volcano La Soufriere. NEMO said the evacuation efforts are continuing. Cruise lines are sending ships to the island to help in the evacuation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.